Basil's input.
Hello, everyone. I formally declare the special council meeting for the City of Perth open at exactly 4 p.m. The purpose of this meeting is for council to consider the amendment to schedule of engagement session dates for 2021, monthly financial report for November 2020, schedule of accounts paid November 2020, and the very exciting nomination of elected members to the Perth Theatre Trust, and I can feel the anticipation in the room. I respectfully acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet, the Whadjuk Noongar people of Western Australia. We pay our respects to elders past, present and emerging, and it is indeed a privilege to be standing on Whadjuk Noongar country. CEO, would you be good enough for us to recite the prayer, please?
With my eyes open, Almighty God, under whose providence we hold responsibility for this city, grant us wisdom to understand its present needs, foresight to anticipate its future growth, and grace to serve our fellow citizens with integrity and selfless devotion. And to thee be all blessing and glory forever. Amen.
Thank you, CEO. Thank you for the additional amens from the councillors. Please be seated. Right. In attendance today, Deputy Lord Mayor Sandy Angie, Councillor Di Bain, Councillor Clyde Bevan, Councillor Liam Gobbett. We're missing a doctor, Victor Coe, Councillor Catherine Leeser. We do have apologies from Councillor Fleeton and Councillor Gordon. Yes, indeed. Also in attendance, the Chief Executive Officer, General Manager of Community Development. Yeah?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
General Manager Corporate Services, Project Director Strategic Finance, Alliance Manager Executive Services, Alliance Manager Governance, Governance Coordinator and Governance Officer. CEO, do we have any apologies this afternoon? Councillor Coe, welcome. Always a pleasure.
Yes, Lord Mayor, we have Councillor Brent Fleeton and Rebecca Gordon, our apologies.
Do any elected members have an application for leave of absence?
Yes, please, Lord Mayor. The 5th of February to the 7th of February inclusive.
Anything exciting, Councillor Gobbett? You don't have to share it with us here. Thank you. Item 4.1 is public questions. Noting this is a special council meeting in accordance with Regulation 7 of Local Government Administration Regulations 1996. Questions must relate to the purpose of this meeting. CEO, do we have any public questions today?
No, Lord Mayor.
Thank you, CEO. Are there any other public questions from the floor? Small crowd. We move to item 4.2. CEO, are there any deputations?
No, Lord Mayor.
Item 5 on the agenda is disclosures of interest. CEO, have any other disclosures been received?
No, Lord Mayor.
We move to reports. 6.1, amendment to schedule of engagement session dates for 2021. To the old one. Stand by, my friends. Okay, we're going to propose an alternative motion. I am. I move that Council endorses the elected member engagement sessions for 2021 to be held on the first and second Tuesday of each month or as required to allow flexibility in scheduling for engagement sessions if required. An absolute majority is required. Here we're going to need a seconder. Thank you, Deputy Lord Mayor. Does anybody oppose this motion? So this motion is unopposed and we declare it carried unanimously. Thank you very much. Item 6.2, monthly financial report for November 2020. Would anyone like to move a motion to deal with this item? Thank you, Councillor Gobbett. And we have a seconder. Thank you, Councillor Leeser. That was just speak. Does anybody oppose this motion? That being the case, this motion is unopposed. I declare it carried unanimously. Item 6.3, schedule of accounts paid November 2020. Would anybody like to move a motion to deal with this item?
I have a question.
Yes. Question first. Yep. Yes, Councillor
Lee. Am I working? Yes, sorry. Through the chair. I have one question, and I'm sorry I didn't send it in earlier, but it was just in relation to the amount of money that was paid to Swan Group WA Proprietary Limited for the container deposit scheme in Aberdeen Street. It was a $315,000 payment. And I mean, we've all been to this scheme, so I understand what it is.
Just wobble that microphone around a little bit, if you could, Councillor.
Can you hear me?
Or maybe even take your hand off it.
Take your hand off it.
Back from it a tiny bit.
Back from it?
Yeah.
Right, okay, I'm back from it.
That's it.
Okay, so I just want to know what that $315,000 was for. It's just out of interest.
Thank you, Councillor Lisa, CEO.
If I could refer that to the General Manager, Corporate Services. Or if I could actually take that on notice, please. Thank you.
Thank you. So, do you want somebody to move? So can we have a mover for that motion? Thank you, Councillor Gobbert. Do we have a seconder for the motion? Thank you, Councillor Lisa. Councillor Gobbert, would you like to speak to the motion? Councillor, does anybody oppose the motion? Now, that being the case, the motion is unopposed. I declare it carried unanimously. Item 6.4, nomination of elected members to the Perth Theatre Trust Board.
See if we have any nominations.
Can I explain what's happened here or not? So I might take this opportunity, Councillor Coe. I see some puzzlement on your face. You're quite right. We did finalise this. So I might just take a moment to explain, as I understand, what has taken place. So we did finalise it. We put three names forward. We put forward Councillor Bevan, Councillor Coe and Councillor Gobbert. The thespians of some note and people who had a genuine interest in being on this particular board. We were then notified by the Minister for the Arts, Mr. Templeman, that because of a quota system that is in place, males and females, I think 50, is it 50%?
I think it's an aspirational target.
I think the idea is 50-50. We've been notified that our three males going forward doesn't suit the purposes of the 50-50 quota split. However, I note that we were not notified of that in advance. So had we been asked previously, obviously we would have taken that consideration into account because we are nice people here at the City of Perth. So we now find ourselves in the predicament of A, helping out, or B, saying Councillor Bevan, Councillor Coe and Councillor Gobbert have sought these board positions and are not particularly keen to relinquish them. So that's where we find ourselves today. So, how would you propose we advance from here then? So, maybe the best way to do this actually is for the council to nominate for the members of the Perth Theatre Trust Board. Now, if it so happened that the same three names came back, well, that would be the case, and they would be the names we are sending forward. Do we have any nominations?
Thank you.
Councillor Bevan nominates.
Lord Mayor, happy to nominate.
Councillor Gobbert nominates. Councillor Bain and the Deputy Lord Mayor nominate. So we have four names now. Well, we've got a 50-50 split in nominations. That's something. So, so we're going to ask in this instance if perhaps one of our female nominating councillors... Oh, no, we've got two and two, haven't we? Okay, it's a tough predicament.
Look, I don't mind.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. Could we do that? Oh, that will bamboozle them, won't it? Let's do that then. Okay. What are you thinking, Councillor Gobbert? I like the more informal chat in here, but anyway, be that as it may.
I'm just concerned that we were requested to provide three and it might not be the best going back to them at four.
Well, in the first instance...
Back to us again.
Yeah.
Okay, Councillor Gobbett said that he's just a touch concerned that we were asked to provide three and going back to them with four will confuse them and maybe they'll come back to us again.
Welcome,
CEO.
Thank you very much. I think given that we're really making a decision based on best representation or competence, let's say, if it's overlaid with gender, to give four names is not unreasonable, and to say, well, we believe all of these candidates will offer something, you choose. And then the criteria that state government are applying, albeit not so obviously, can then be determined by them.
So, in the first instance, I guess...
Through the chair, couldn't it just be put to a vote between Liam and myself, because the two ladies, no challenges for them?
No, I'm going to find it very difficult to vote between you two. That's going to put an extraordinarily difficult position.
Through the chair, it's
like a reality show.
Can I just say, originally I was the person who was nominated, and Liam was the deputy to me, and then they found out there could be three, and Liam made it three.
Okay. Yes, Deputy Lord Mayor.
If the CEO said that we can put forward four, then why not just put forward four then? We could always bring it back to another council meeting.
So I think, firstly, I'll say, Councillor Coe, thank you for making it that little bit easier by stepping back, and that has helped us. So I'd like to move a motion that we nominate four elected members for the Perth Theatre Trust Board, and those four are as follows: Councillor Gobbett, Councillor Bain, Deputy Lord Mayor Angie and Councillor Bevan, in no particular order. Can we note that? Yeah. That is in no particular order, and that is to assist the state government's commitment to a 50% target of women on the government board. Well, we've given 50-50, so I reckon we've done our bit there. Could I have a seconder, please? Thank you, Deputy Lord Mayor. Does anybody oppose? I think I've spoken for it. I've spoken about it.
Yes. Can I just say, initially when we allocated, that was the only board that I was on, and I'm a deputy to another one, which I understand now the deputy is not worth anything, so I'm on nothing.
Right, okay.
That's why.
Yes, okay. Well, let's put the four forward.
Okay.
Let's see what they come back to us with. Who knows what we might have to discuss with them in the meantime, huh? Do we need to put that to a vote, or is that? Okay, so let's put it to a vote. All those in favour? It's passed unanimously. What a magic moment! So we declare that carried unanimously. Is that it? There being no further business, I now declare the special council meeting closed at a world record time of 4:13 p.m.
Could we all stand for the Honourable Lord Mayor?
I beat you out.